Desiree Tilok pulls out her bag filled with tools from her locker. We're at Jutlandarvet, a workforce development organization in Bethel, where Desiree is a student. She came from Kotlik, a village south of Norton Sound. Desiree dreamed of being a carpenter since she was small.
It's just like in the blood, because my dad's a carpenter and my biological dad is one too.
Desiree is one of hundreds of students who have gone through Jutlandarvet or similar programs that train rural Alaskans for jobs at home. Jeremy Osborne is the director of programs at Jutlandarvet. He also works as a part-time copy editor for KYUK. He's confident the students will be ready for a job at the proposed Donlin gold mine, which would be one of the biggest in the world if completed.
So if the Donlin project goes, which is, you know, something we've talked about with Donlin Gold for a number of years, we'll actually have the capacity to potentially house 160 people, which is pretty darn good.
Donlin promised to prioritize shareholders from the two native corporations that own the mineral rights and land for the mine. To do that, Donlin has to have a pipeline of shareholders already trained for the jobs at the mine that might not begin operating until years down the road. Donlin is already hiring for its drilling and exploration efforts, and it spends $1 million each year on community programs throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, like Jutlandarvet.
And basically what we do is we take a look at what jobs are available in the region.
Carol Wilson is the executive director of Excel Alaska, another workforce training program that starts with students as young as seventh grade. Excel tailors sessions to fit the skills that the student needs to get a job in the village. Teachers and community members refer a student to the program, and Excel gives them training until they graduate high school. Donlin already has hired employees who've gone through Excel Alaska.
They've already hired and have called back, you know, probably between 8 and 10 of our students that they hired last year or that they had put into work internships are now being looked at to bring back on for their summer drilling program.
Donlin is preparing to hire more than 100 people for its final drilling program for its dam safety certification. Those jobs will only last a year. But Donlin also is playing the long game. They help fund scholarships for Calista Corporation and the Kuskokwim Corporation, which own the surface and mineral rights. And Donlin gives money to the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. Back at Jutlandarvet, Desiree is helping build portable houses for teachers that will be shipped to villages in the lower Kuskokwim School District. When asked if she wants to work for Donlin, she shrugs and smiles.
I guess so, yeah.
Right now, she has this session and one more class before she can fulfill her dream of being a carpenter. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schellenberger in Bethel.